morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, July 1st. You'll be interested to know, 158 years ago today, in 1867, the Dominion of Canada was established, uniting the provinces of Nova Scotia, New Brunswick, and the province of Canada into a single nation. This monumental event marked the birth of a self-governing country within the British Empire, laying the foundation for the vibrant and diverse nation we know today. Canadians commemorate this historic milestone annually on Canada Day, celebrating with parades, fireworks, and festivities that honor their rich heritage and unity. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's scattered showers and thunderstorms, and it feels like 74 degrees with 9 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 8:16, and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:07. It looks like we're in for some mostly cloudy skies today, with a chance of showers and thunderstorms and a high near 88, accompanied by a light southwest breeze. Tonight, expect continued cloudiness and a low of 73 with light winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Tuesday will be at 10:30 with the high tide at 5. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 65 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect a slight chance of rain showers Wednesday morning, then mostly cloudy with a high near 88. Thursday brings a slight chance of afternoon thunderstorms, sunny skies, and a high near 89. Independence Day will be sunny and warm with a high near 81. The weekend looks mostly sunny with highs around 85 and comfortable nights in the 60s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Rhode Island Governor Dan McKee recently signed legislation banning the sale of certain military-style weapons in the state. McKee emphasized, "Today, we're delivering progress on the work to keep our children, families, and communities safe from gun violence." The law prohibits the manufacture and sale of military-style firearms, although lawful owners can still possess and sell them under specific conditions. Lieutenant Governor Sabina Mago stated, "Families can rest easier knowing that we've slowed the spread of dangerous weapons of war." The law takes effect on July 1, 2026, with violations carrying severe penalties. Now on to sports. Willier Abreu had a spectacular night at Fenway Park, hitting an inside-the-park home run and a grand slam in the same game, leading the Boston Red Sox to a 13-6 victory over the Cincinnati Reds. Abreu's inside-the-park homer, his 15th of the season, was a thrilling moment as the ball took a strange bounce, allowing him to sprint around the bases in 16.72 seconds. This achievement made him the sixth player to accomplish this feat, joining Roger Maris, who last did it in 1958. In local sports, last night at Fenway, the Red Sox dominated the Reds 13-6. Wiley Abreu was on fire, belting a grand slam and an inside-the-park solo homer, while Trevor Story added a three-run blast in the first. The Sox's 14 hits overwhelmed Cincinnati, with Garcia nabbing the win as Burns suffered the loss, unable to contain Boston's explosive offense. With this victory, the Sox improved to 42-44. Tonight, the Sox face the Reds in Boston for Game 2 of this 3-game series. Richard Fitz, with a 4.68 earned run average, takes on Brady Singer, sporting a 4.31. First pitch is at 7:10 with temperatures around 82 degrees at Fenway. In top news, in a significant move, Hanker Innovations has announced a second, broader recall of several portable power bank models due to potential fire hazards linked to lithium-ion batteries. This follows an earlier recall of over 1 million units. The company cited enhanced quality control measures that revealed additional risks from a single vendor's battery cells. Although the likelihood of malfunction is minimal, Anker is initiating a voluntary global recall. The latest recall includes 5 models, with customers urged to stop using them immediately. Affected units can be replaced or exchanged for a gift card, but must be disposed of properly. In business news, Zillow's new real estate blacklist takes effect on June 30th, impacting how home buyers search for properties. Starting Monday, Zillow will ban listings that agents promote without sharing them in local databases within one business day. This change targets the issue of exclusive inventory, where properties are advertised in limited venues. With legal disputes intensifying, especially from Compass, buyers and sellers must navigate this evolving landscape carefully. Consumers should understand their agents' marketing strategies and how they impact visibility. As Zillow emphasizes, a transparent market benefits everyone, but savvy consumers must remain engaged to protect their interests. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 1% to about $107,000. Ethereum is down 1% to just under $2,500. And XRP is up 0.5% to $2.23. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the Boston area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class. With locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham, just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Amazon.com is nearing a significant milestone in its warehouses, with the number of robots soon matching that of human workers. The e-commerce giant has deployed over 1 million robots, enhancing productivity and easing staffing issues. Automation has replaced menial tasks with skilled roles as workers transition to overseeing robotic systems. Amazon is also implementing artificial intelligence to improve operations. While the company continues to hire, it plans to reduce its overall workforce. The rapid integration of robotics is transforming labor markets, raising concerns about long-term employment impacts in high-density facilities. And in entertainment news, a scripted adaptation of the Karen Reed murder case is in development following her recent acquittal. LBI Productions is collaborating with Reed and her defense attorney, Alan Jackson, to create a project that promises to reveal details previously undisclosed. On June 18th, a jury found Reed not guilty of second-degree murder and manslaughter in the death of her boyfriend, Boston police officer John O'Keefe, while convicting her of a lesser charge of drunken driving. The project aims to explore the complexities of the case and the cultural debates surrounding it, emphasizing the struggle against perceived corruption. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American writer and philosopher, Henry Adams. And he said, "Chaos was the law of nature. Order was the dream of man." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.